Well, I just saw these guys open up for Slash, and they were fantastic. Slash's son, the drummer, is not here tonight, but you know what? Screw that. We got the guitar players here. They're the real talent. We got Nico, and we got Dean. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Great.
Yeah. Well, the first obvious question is, Ryan James Dio, what did he mean to you in your life?
He's just this incredible vocalist. Just hearing someone to sonically just wow you. Just, I don't know, it's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, like he had such a cool, unique voice. Like he had like such a dramatic voice too. Like so, just like so powerful. And his music is really great. Obviously, Rainbow and Dio.
And you're here tonight to support cancer awareness as well as his legacy. How important is it to you on a personal level to support cancer research?
Well, it means a lot. Yeah, I know growing up, a lot of my close friends, their parents, their uncles, their relatives, they died of cancer in some sort. So, yeah, it just means a lot, and I'm excited to be here.
Same for me, a lot of family and extended friends, like, and friends and stuff, and their families have, like, a lot of them have died of cancer, or some survived it. So the more you can get to survive it, the better. I like this.
Yeah, I know the feeling. My grandmother died of cancer when I was 18, so I know the feeling. But you know what? You guys just opened up for Slash at the Hollywood Palladium about a week ago. Tell me, what was the feeling like to open up for such a legendary venue itself, as well as a legendary artist?
It was amazing. I can't even, like, there's no words to describe it.
Yeah, it was so surreal. Just thinking about playing in front of something like 3,700 people. You know, we worked really hard, rehearsed a lot, and just really being able to play for people was just awesome, yeah.
Yeah, and what was the overall crowd reaction? Was it what you expected, or did it blow your expectations?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say it blew our expectations. Yeah, like everyone was really into it. Yeah, there was even a chant going on at some point, so that was cool.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, they're like, it's a good feeling, like having a crowd that like likes what you're doing. It's really good.
Well, now that you got this out of the way, can we expect some new music on the horizon? Are you guys working on some new stuff? Or are you just right now focusing on getting out there and getting your name out with shows?
Yeah, we're working on a lot of stuff. EP coming soon. As soon as we get something settled.
Yeah, within a month or so. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, are you guys going to put it out independently, or are you guys with the label that's going to help you put it out?
Right, and at this point, it's going to be independent. Yeah, it'll be available on all platforms.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know.
Well, one more question. What can we expect on this record? Like, what are you hoping? Are you guys going to continue the formula you've been doing, or are you going to try to do something a little more a little different?
I think it just encompasses the same energy we have in our live shows. Just kick-ass rock and roll.
And like, of course, we want to do something different with it. That's like, it's like rock and roll, but you know, we're not ripping anybody off or whatever. You know, like,
yeah, it's very adventurous. It's our own spin on it.
We do what we want.
Well, that's awesome. Well, guys, congratulations on the Palladium. You did a great job. Enjoy tonight, and I will definitely see you down the line. Can't wait to see another show of you guys.
Thank you.